Hey, welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're talking about what your heart is quietly asking you to receive. So let me ask you something. What if your heart has been whispering your next chapter, and you've been too busy surviving to hear it? I think we've all been there. And what if, so stay with me, the thing you keep dreaming of is actually trying to arrive, but your mind keeps putting it on hold until you feel more ready, more healed, more confident, more perfect, more something. So today I'm talking about the sacred moment when your heart says, "Hey, receive this," and your mind says, "I'm not ready yet." And in that gap, that is where your entire future is waiting. So welcome to Sacred Habits, your daily space for healing, softness, and soul-aligned growth. So today's deep dive isn't a meditation. It's a conversation you really didn't know you needed. A truth your heart has been trying to hand you. Because there's something your heart wants you to receive right now. Something it has been gently nudging forward. Something it knows you're ready for, even if your mind hasn't caught up. This episode is about finding that thing. And you know what? Allowing yourself to say yes to it, which isn't always easy. So here's something most people don't realize. Your heart always knows the next aligned desire. Your mind, as brilliant as it is, only knows your past. Let's consider that again. Your heart always knows your next aligned desire, and your mind only knows your past. Your heart is really your future speaking, and your mind is simply your history echoing. So, when you feel that pull towards something, whether it's a new direction, a desire, a calling, a relationship, even a dream, and it feels both exciting and terrifying, that's not confusion. That is alignment meeting limitation. Your heart is saying, "Hey, let's expand." And your mind is saying, "But what if we don't get it right? What if we get hurt again?" Your work isn't to choose one. It's just to let them talk to each other. And that's what we're doing today. So let me ask you another question. Are you a good receiver? If you are, that's fantastic. But unfortunately, we're not all good receivers. And part of my quest in this podcast is to be a better receiver, to teach myself how to be more open. And it's not always easy. So what is your heart quietly asking you to receive? Not what you think you should want, not what sounds logical, and not what would impress someone, but what your heart has been softly offering you. Now, this could be a number of things. A new chapter you've been scared to start. Maybe a level of abundance you don't feel ready for. Maybe a love that feels too good to be true. Support you've always handled alone. More visibility. Maybe more softness. More rest. More joy. Maybe just a bigger dream than your past self has ever felt worthy of. Believe me, your heart already knows. It always knows. But here's the truth. Your heart doesn't speak in arguments. It speaks in invitations. And it doesn't yell. It whispers. So if your heart is asking you to receive something, why is it your mind is resisting it? Because your mind has one job: predict pain. It's really not trying to sabotage you. It's trying to protect you. with outdated information. See, it remembers everything. When you were disappointed, when you were betrayed, when you failed, when you tried too soon, when you trusted too much. So when a new desire appears, your mind scans your history and says, nope, too risky. But here's the shift. Your heart isn't basing the desire on your past. It's basing it on your potential. Your mind predicts. Your heart directs. So here's the viral moment. You're not unready. You're simply unfamiliar. And unfamiliar is not necessarily unsafe. So let's ask the question. What if the thing you want also wants you? What if abundance is really trying to reach you? What if love is trying to find you? What if opportunities are circling your field of energy right now, waiting for one energetic yes? What if the only block is that your mind hasn't updated its definition of safety to include expansion? Let that land, because here's the sacred truth. You don't manifest by trying harder. You manifest by allowing more. And allowing is a nervous system skill, not a mindset trick. And the doorway into receiving is letting your mind feel safe enough to trust your heart. So here's your moment. Let's practice what we preach. Place a hand on your heart right now and breathe into it. Let your heart glow with that beautiful energy. And ask your heart, what are you quietly asking me to receive? And let whatever arises be allowed. Let it be valid. Let it be safe to want. Go ahead and try that again. What are you quietly asking me to receive? And now tell your mind gently, it's okay. You don't have to rush. You don't have to figure out the how. You just have to let me want this. That's where every timeline begins, with the desire your heart is confident in and your mind is learning to trust. So before we end, I just want you to hear this. Your desire is not random. It's a future self trying to get your attention. Your heart is the map. Your mind is the traveler. Your nervous system is the terrain. And today, maybe something inside you shifted. You didn't just hear your heart. You believed it. And that, my friend, changes everything. So welcome to your next chapter. Welcome to deeper receiving. Welcome to the deep dive with Sacred Habits.